The nucleus is located right at the center of the atom and is made up of a certain number of protons and neutrons, depending on the properties of that atom. The volume of the nucleus is equal to a 10 billionth of the volume of the atom. It is, of course, impossible to conceive of such a size. Let us therefore continue with the example of the cherry. If we magnify a key to the size of the Earth, then each atom inside the key would be the size of a cherry. If we want to see the nucleus in one of these atoms, then we would have to change the scale again. The cherry representing our atom must become a large ball 200 meters in diameter. Even at this unbelievable scale, the nucleus of our atom would not become any bigger than a very tiny grain of dust. Yet there is one thing even more surprising than that. Although its size is 1/10 billionth of an atom's size, the nucleus's mass comprises 99.95% of the mass of the atom. How is it that something constitutes almost all of a given mass, while on the other hand, occupying almost no space? The density constituting the mass of the atom has not been distributed equally over it. In other words, just about the whole mass of the atom is concentrated in the nucleus.